This is Rocky Mountain Voices, powered by PodTech.
That is the wave of the future, and suddenly Utah will be a leader in that area.
This is PodTech.net, and I'm Kip Meekum. Today I'm with Dr. Dinesh Patel, Managing Director and Founding Partner for Salt Lake City, Utah-based VSpring Capital, and 2006 inductee to the Utah Technology Council Hall of Fame. Dr. Patel, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure. Congratulations, first of all, on this announcement and the recognition. In the Utah Technology Council press release about your induction into the UTC Hall of Fame, it says that you are considered by many to be the father of biotechnology and pharmaceuticals in the Mountain West region. Talk about that distinction for a moment, if you would.
Well, it may be being a big fish in a small pond, if you will. But I guess I am, I'm one of the first ones to start a pharmaceutical company in this region. I started Theratech in 1985 and took it public in 92. So probably that, because of that, and maybe the, and somebody coined that, and it, you know, once somebody coins it, it kind of
good marketing
sticks,
so. Label stick, right?
Right.
Brand equity.
How much is deserved, who knows, but that's what it is.
Well, I think that's wonderful. Elaborate for a few moments on some of the other awards that you've earned. You know, you're clearly a recognized technologist and entrepreneur. You were recently awarded, I believe, the Ellis Island Medal, which that's a great distinction. There was an award from the SBA, the Asian Community Chamber of Commerce Awards and such. Talk about what those mean to a venture capital company in Utah.
Well, you know, probably one of the earliest one was the Governor's Science and Technology Award, and that kind of, that was when I was really doing science when I started the company. In the early days, and then I've migrated more and more where the awards are coming from the business community that reflects my role more as a businessman or an entrepreneur than as a bench scientist. So it's been a gradual evolution, and certainly the Ellis Island Award, which is a national award, that was a very humbling opportunity and achievement, being recognized by the U.S., for a contribution we're having made to this country. That's certainly a very prestigious and, as I say, a humbling experience. The Hall of Fame, the induction into the Utah Hall of Fame certainly is very exciting in that this is the first time that it is being done as Utah Technology Council. Prior to this, it was the Utah Information Technology.
Yes, there's been a rebranding of sorts there to expand and include the biosciences, the life sciences, I believe.
That's right. So this is the first time that as a combined entity, an award is being given to somebody from the life sciences sector. So that certainly is very exciting. I'm hoping that being inducted in a Hall of Fame does not mean that I'm on my way down.
Could you, for a moment, Dr. Patel, tell our listeners a little bit about VSpring, about your venture fund, how it came to be, size, investments, just kind of an overview?
So VSpring Capital was started in 1999. The early part of putting the fund together happened with Paul Ahlstrom and Greg Warnock when they started talking about the needs in the region for venture capital. At the same time, Ed Ekstrom, the other partner, was in the process of leaving from Intel and starting his own. He was being invited to join West Coast VC firms. I had been doing angel investing since I sold Theratech to Watson. So we were all kind of looking at the same area, needs in Utah for venture capital. And as some of us were involved with the governor at that time, Mike Lovett, at looking at the venture capital landscape, we kind of came together.
Clearly underserved, right, from a capital standpoint, I think, is it would safe to say in 1999 for the state of Utah.
Yeah, we had less than, I would say, less than 100 million private equity, forget early stage VC money at that time. So when we saw this kind of need, we all decided to get together, and that's how WeSpring came to be. So the first fund that we had, we are still investing from Fund One, is a $120 million fund. We are an SBIC, a Small Business Investment Corporation. And what happens there is for every dollar that you raise from the private side, you get $2 from the SBA. So we raised $40 million from private institutions and roughly 80 from the government that made us a $120 million fund. We now have a second fund which where we are managing $80 million, a little over 80, 85 I believe right now. And this is not an SBIC, so this is all private equity.
Pure private equity.
Private institutional money that we've raised. Our investments are primarily in what we call the Intermountain West region, major focus being Utah, Colorado, New Mexico. And then, of course, we look at all the surrounding states. We're also opportunistic in that we would invest outside of our region if we have, based on the partner's strengths. But we normally do not lead a deal outside of this region. The fund, so we have over $200 million that we are managing. About 70% of our money is in technology and 30% in life sciences. Again, it's strengths of the partners. We're all operation, we come from the operational side. None of us came from the pure financial background. We've all started companies.
You've walked the walk.
And so, you know, we tend to do early stage. We're usually the first institutional money in. Needs a little bit more heavy lifting, but that's our background, and so that's what we do.
And I assume with that early stage involvement, you bring the ability to help shape the management team that you clearly need around a good idea. A good idea alone not being enough to make it all the way through to a successful exit.
Right. Clearly, the days when having these bright young kids just start a company are gone. I mean, we really need experienced management, and that's where part of our background does help.
Talk a moment about your role as the managing partner here at WeSpring. A little bit about the investment climate in Utah and the Western region in general. You know, 1999, when you got started, clearly an underserved market. Talk a little bit about that today and where WeSpring is investing and why.
Well, the role of a managing partner is just trying to coordinate the day-to-day activity. So it's the role where you have a little more work, but no additional authority. We're all the same. You know, partners are all equal. So it's
herding
just,
cats, maybe, right, is just, the way to describe it.
Yep, managing the meetings and things like that. So it's nothing really additional. I mean, it doesn't separate me from any of my partners. We're all equal, and we all have the same say in the firm. As far as Utah is concerned, in the last 5 or 6 years, there has been a major change. And certainly now with the Fund of Funds, the U-Star initiative, all these happening, the activity level in Utah has greatly enhanced. Amount of money, private equity money, which includes, you know, you go all the way from early stage venture capital all the way to buyout, we're close to $2 billion now. So we've made a huge, huge improvement in amount of money that is in Utah today. Now, I think your other question was, where are we investing or what do we like?
You mentioned that 70-30 mix.
Right.
And expand on that a little.
Well, in Fund 2, we have four partners. So myself, Ed Ekstrom, Paul Ahlstrom, and Scott Petty. Except for me, the three of them are all from the technology side. Right. So that kind of gives you the rough split on how we invest. And the areas that in the technology area where we are investing quite a bit is in the software development. We have systems management, certainly wireless, security, and some consumer play. You met with one of our company. You mentioned Control 4, which is an amazing company in the consumer space.
They have a great story.
Right. So, you know, those are the kind of companies that we are finding in Utah and where we are investing. about 65 to 70% of our investments are in Utah. So we are very much Utah-focused.
What companies are you most excited about in your portfolio?
That's a very dangerous question, because we're excited about all our companies. When we invest, we assume and we believe that each and every one of them is going to be a home run.
So you have an interesting portfolio. Talk for a moment about some of the exits that you've had at Vspring, the more successful ones.
You know, of the companies that we have either sold or have been acquired, probably the most exciting and the largest deal that we had was the acquisition of Landesk by Evicent. And that is the largest venture-backed exit in the state's history, if I'm correct.
$460 million
if we get, and there's a $60 million earnout, so $476 million. So it's a pretty big exit.
Almost $500 million. That's
right.
Incredible.
Right.
The mainstream media kind of missed picking that one up.
Well, there was obviously there was a big story on the acquisition, but I think where the media missed was on the local VC's role in that whole transaction, because Ed Ekstrom, who was formerly at Intel, played a critical role in actually getting the company out of Intel, then finding the right kind of VCs, and then taking it all the way to an exit. So that would have been a very nice local story. For us, it's a fund maker. So, I mean, we're all very excited about that particular transaction.
What markets that are being served in your portfolio are exciting, up-and-coming, or, you know, newsworthy?
Right. So maybe I'll take the life science position, because that's where I'm more familiar with. The thing that we have in Utah, which differentiates us from a lot of other states, is the genetic database. There is no other place in the world that has this kind of data in one place. The genes, genealogy, and medical history, all in one
interesting
location.
Convergence there.
Right. And you hear a lot about personalized medicine, where people are looking at the genetic makeup and trying to find what drug will work best for a particular disease based on your genetic makeup. Well, that kind of that is the wave of the future, and certainly Utah will be a leader in that area. At least that's my belief. And one of the companies, local companies that is in that space is Axial Bioscience, where we're looking at genetic predisposition to scoliosis. Now, scoliosis is a
curvature of the spine.
Yeah,
disease,
and
right.
And when what happens is when it progresses bad, I mean, when you really have scoliosis where the spine is curved 45 degrees, the cure sometimes is worse than the disease, because what you have to do is you put two major rods in the back to straighten out the spine. What we are finding, and we have identified certain genes that will predict that this person's curvature will be 40, you know, go to that 45 degree level. And if you have identified this person based on the genetic predisposition, what we are hoping to develop then is a minimally invasive device that will prevent it from curving. So not only do you identify the problem early, but then you prevent it from happening. So I think that's going to be quite an exciting story, which ties in not only our strength in genetics, but also in medical device. Utah has historically been very
long
strong
history of being successful
in device. So we're bringing those two together in this company.
I'd not heard of that.
Well, that's one of the problems we have in Utah. We have a lot of gems that people haven't heard of.
And I think that's a challenge for a lot of Utah companies, is competing in the world class, competing to get voice and to get audience and mind share.
If we don't talk locally, I don't know how anybody else outside of our state is going to talk about what we are doing. So we really have to start from here.
Dr. Patel, our last question that we ask every participant in the podcast. Today, if you could go to lunch with any three people in the world to pick their brains or share ideas, could you tell us who those three people might be and why?
Alexander Zaffaroni, who is Dr. Zaffaroni, is considered one of he is the pioneer in drug delivery. He created, single-handedly created that industry. Alza is one of his companies, and there are so many products that came out of his technology that it would be interesting to listen to what he thinks is going to happen in this industry now. Then Dr. Kolff, who really created the artificial heart, artificial kidney, so many things that he has done, and he is an amazing person. And of course, because of the Utah connection, it'd be interesting to see what he now thinks as the technologies are coming together, medical device, informatics, drugs, everything's coming together, where he thinks the future is. And then maybe the Dalai Lama. I mean, I met with him, but, again, a very fascinating person, very amusing person, very spiritual person. So it'll be interesting to see what he has to say.
We've been speaking with Dr. Dinesh Patel, and in wrapping up, please, if you could, tell the listeners where they could go to learn a little bit more about vSpring Capital, about your portfolio, and perhaps if they have a plan they'd like to send to you.
Well, our website is www.vspring.com, we do have on the website ways for people to submit a business plan. However, I would really encourage the listeners to find the right introduction. That always works better than sending a business plan over the internet.
Dr. Patel, Managing Director and Founding Partner of Salt Lake City-based vSpring Capital and 2006 inductee to the Utah Technology Council Hall of Fame, thank you very much for the podcast.
Thank you for giving me this opportunity.
This has been a Rocky Mountain Voices podcast. Visit us on the internet at www.rockymountainvoices.com.